Spam, spiced ham in a can, traces its history back to the Great Depression and World War II. But over the last decade, the word spam, with a small s, has taken on a second meaning, as a term for unsolicited email. A Seattle-based technology company wants to put the word for that kind of spam into its corporate name, and Hormel Foods, which makes the meat product and owns the spam trademark, is trying to prevent that. Minnesota Public Radio's Aaron Galbally reports.
The trouble started roughly 6 months ago when the software company SpamArrest filed papers to trademark its name. The technology company specializes in blocking junk email, otherwise known as spam. Hormel Foods, which manufactures spam, the luncheon meat, sent the company a warning, telling them to drop their use of the trademark-protected name. But SpamArrest refused. Ryan Cartmell is the CEO of SpamArrest.
I think if you ask most people on the street and you said spam, they're going to say junk email as opposed to the luncheon meat as their first description of what spam is. So I think they're overstepping their bounds.
Cartmell says his company's use of the word has nothing to do with Hormel's product. Hormel officials disagree. In two legal challenges filed with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, Hormel argues it has carefully protected and invested in the brand name Spam. Further, Hormel argues use of the name by other companies could potentially harm its business. It also outlines concern the public could confuse the meat product with a technology company. Douglas Wood practices intellectual property law in New York. Wood says trademark law exists for a reason.
That's why marks like Coke and Kodak and others that are fanciful names and fanciful words that were developed and have a huge secondary meaning in consumers' minds are subject to a great deal of protection. That's what the federal law that was passed about 5 years ago was meant to address, is to find ways, particularly with the advent of all of the abuses on the Internet, to find ways of protecting these so-called famous marks.
Even so, Wood estimates Hormel has only a 50-50 chance of prevailing. He points to a recent case involving Victoria's Secret and a male lingerie specialty store called Victor's Secret. Victoria's Secret sued, using the trademark infringement argument, but Wood says ultimately they lost in court.
The court in that case was saying that even though they may have a famous mark, Victoria's Secret, and may have a particular association in your mind as soon as you hear it with the company, that Victor's Secret was not enough of a confusion or a potential damage to their mark to constitute infringement. So it's not a slam dunk, as it were.
Minnesota-based Hormel acknowledges one of its most famous brand names has taken on new meaning. On its official spam website, the company outlines what it considers acceptable use of the word. It says it doesn't object to the use of spam to describe unsolicited commercial email. But the company does object to the use of pictures of its product used in association with the email term. No one from Hormel Foods could be reached for comment, and the company has not issued a public statement on the case. Hormel's trademark lawsuit against SpamArrest will be heard by the Trademark Trial and Appeals Court in Washington, D.C. So far, no date has been set. For NPR News, I'm Aaron Galbally in Rochester, Minnesota.